I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, so welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today I had the pleasure of sharing my gift with Jennifer. And what I loved about Jennifer's experience was it really shows that no matter who passes away and we have to continue our life with here in the physical world, it's hard and we miss them terribly. And for Jennifer, it kind of had me reflect a little bit on my own relationship with my grandmother. You know, some people might sit back and say, oh, of course someone lost their grandparent, or, you know, oh, they just lost their grandmother. But to me, and to maybe most of you listening today, and most importantly, even Jennifer, her grandmother was so much to her. Her grandmother was like a mom to her. And the healing that her grandmother gave to her during this session was just something truly beautiful and amazing. And the validations, oh my God, you might get hungry. So I hope you all enjoy this beautiful experience with Jennifer and her grandmother. Hope you will enjoy this week's episode on Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, welcome to Hey Spirit. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity first to be able to share my gift with you. Even though you were familiar with what I do, I don't know if you've seen the show, see me live, or just listen to the podcast, but I always like to give a little speech on how I read Connect with Spirit. More importantly, what my wish is for you over these next few moments. Why I do what I do is about healing, Jennifer. It is about your loved ones giving you the peace and comfort in knowing that that soul bond has never been broken and that they are still with you, just in a different way. I'm gonna get so emotional. Aw, well, it is emotional. I'm going to say this to you. Is your life always about a rush? Like, are you always rushing around?
Yes.
Because I literally... I started to enter the other side and I saw this mother energy step forward and she goes, you got to hurry up, Teresa. Jennifer's very busy. And I said, what? And she's like, no, hurry up. She's very busy. Everything is a rush. And I wanted this to be relaxing for her, but she's always rushing around. So I want to first acknowledge the mother energy that is stepping forward. So if it is your mom that's not departed, it could be an aunt, grandmother, but someone that was like a mom to you.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Did she speak another language or?
Yes.
Because she's like, this is my little babushka. And I'm like, what's a babushka?
She spoke Dutch. So all the time, that was her second language, but
stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. So did she have a special nickname for you?
No, I don't think so. Not really. Like, she always called me by my full name.
Okay. So she called you by a different name, not Jennifer.
No, she called me Jennifer, but a lot of other people called me Jen. So.
Well, I'm going to ask you, is this your mom or your grandmother? Because she looked at me and goes, oh, you think I'm her mom?
A grandma.
But she was like a mother to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was with her a lot. Definitely.
Because she makes me feel like, oh, you really thought it was her mom? I look that fabulous. Like she.
Yes, that's my grandma.
Perfect. I love when Spirit does these little things that are really them on how they would be. Right?
Yeah.
Because it really validates that they are at peace. Now, I said to your grandma, I said, oh, do you want to move over so I could see if other souls are there? She goes, nope, this is it. I'm the only one that Jennifer wants to talk to today. And I said, oh, really? Is that what you're saying? Or is that? And she goes, no, 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 it's me. And I find that so intriguing, but also emotional. And I find that interesting because you were the one that said when I was giving my speech that you're going to become emotional. But here I'm becoming emotional. And I think it's because I understand, Jennifer, that bond that you shared with your grandmother that I had with my grandmother.
Yeah.
And I was very blessed to have my grandmother well into my 40s. And my children had such a blessing to have a great grandmother.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so important and very rare today.
Yeah.
So I typically don't do something like this. I want to say to you, I share and understand your grief, the way that you feel in losing your grandmother. You know, because some people might say, well, of course someone lost their grandmother or, you know, oh, it was just their grandmother. But to some people, like you and I, our grandmothers are like our moms.
Right.
And I think it's extremely important and rare that we have these bonds.
Yeah.
And I feel she's straight to the point. There is no beating around the bush with her. She is like, all right, listen, like I told you, Jennifer's very busy. We got to get this. We got to go here. And I feel like she's like, I want you to know that I do not want you to ever feel that I could have ever been disappointed in you. She says, I want you to know that you did get to say goodbye to me and that you were always there for me. Now, this is literally like, I don't think people realize that these are very rarely edited, these readings. Your grandmother, the second she's coming forward, this is what she's saying. Fair enough?
Yes, very. And it's funny that you said that. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, 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 you go ahead. Why would that be funny? Because it's not funny. It's not me. It's her. Like usually a soul will have me say, did you not get the opportunity to say goodbye? Do you feel that she would be disappointed? She's like, listen, my granddaughter is very busy. We don't have a lot of time. She should not. I could never be disappointed in her. She meant the world to me. And what I love is how she had me go through my own feelings of losing a grandmother. And to take that moment to share how much you miss her and how her death has affected you and how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, I just had a conversation with my grandpa actually like a month ago, and the word disappointment came up. And that's just very nice to hear that, because that's how I've always thought. But
that she was disappointed or would be disappointed.
Well, I think just the way that my grandpa had said something, that's the way it came across. And then I had spoken to my mother after, and my mom said I was reading too much into it and stuff, but mm-hmm. that's just kind of how I felt leaving that conversation. So it's nice to hear.
So for her to say that, and in all fairness, there is no way I would know that, right?
Right. No.
Well, nobody knows that. And your grandmother literally was like, since when do you listen to that old fool? But like kidding about your grandfather.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why would you listen to him? Now, let me ask you this. When was this just a conversation recently that your grandfather, that he just said something to you?
Probably about like a month and a half ago.
Okay. Yeah. So no, like this is what I also tell people. People appearing on the podcast, I know that every single person that gets on this podcast, their loved ones had something to do with this. Like yeah. It is not a coincidence that you had this conversation.
Yeah.
A little over a month ago. And this is the first thing that your grandmother has me say to you is I could never be disappointed in you.
Yeah. I think I had met you once at my work and my grandpa, like my grandma passed away literally not even a week before I met you. It was like, seven, like 8 days or maybe just after a week.
You're kidding.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Wow. So, you know, when I say that to people, when I run into them and I meet, I always say that's a sign from your loved ones right there. That's a sign right there of faith, peace, and sometimes even hope.
Right.
And here she is. I could never be disappointed in you. And what I love is how she acknowledged before anything, Jennifer, the bond that you had with her, the relationship, how important that was, how much that has meant to her and you, and how you feel like in a sense that you lost a part of yourself when she died.
Right.
And I don't know if there are many people even listening to this week's episode that could say that they have that with their grandparent. That is something so special. And I'm even going to say, and unique. And she says, I was so proud of my Jennifer. Your session is all about restoring your faith in yourself.
Okay.
In not allowing, I'm going to interpret it this way. Your grandmother's final days and moments, you go back and you say, I wish I was able to be there more. I should have been there more for her. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
She says, absolutely not. She says, I would not have wanted you to have made any other choices and or decisions.
Okay.
And never wanting you to feel that you were not there for me, or that you did not get to say goodbye to me, or that you should have spent more time with me. She says, yeah. I need you to let that go now.
Okay. Yeah, I live in a different country now than her. So I saw her once a year. It happened very quickly. So I was there towards the end just for a little bit, but I always felt like I should have been there more.
She's saying, absolutely not. And here it is. Yes, it's easy for people to say that, but yet she lived in another country, for God's sakes. How would I know that? She made me feel like she spoke a different language, but she says we spoke all the time. So it just wasn't you saw her once a year. You were in constant communication with your grandmother. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And she says, I want you to remember that. Stop feeling that you could have or should have been there more for me.
Okay.
I'm also going to say this. She made me feel like your grandmother just said to me, she says, Teresa, I need to bear some of this responsibility because I did not also share with what was going on.
I don't really understand that.
Well, of knowing like, even though her illness was very quick,
yeah.
From the time when she either fell or got sick, she wanted to take responsibility for whether not taking care of herself or not sharing on how sick she truly was. How do you connect with the chest? Heart, lungs, or chest? Did she either fill up with fluid or she have something in the chest?
No.
Okay. No. Did you watch her breathe or take her last breath?
I don't think the last, but I did see her probably, it was about 6 days before she died. I did see her.
And was it something where you were watching her breath or was there something with her chest? Because she's laboring my breathing. So there had to be something with the laboring of her breathing.
Well, maybe in the end. Yeah. Like I just remember sitting on her bedside and, yeah, I walked in the room when I first saw her in the hospital and I just couldn't believe it was her. and she was breathing so crazily. Like, I couldn't even go in by myself because it just wasn't the same.
She says, I need you to stop remembering me breathing in that way.
It was horrible sound.
Yeah. But look at how she came forward in the beginning when she said to me, oh, you thought I was her mom? That's how young and beautiful I look. So I love when souls do things, Jennifer, and they do things and, you know, we're like, oh yeah, that was them. But right in this moment of her acknowledging the breath and the chest and the breathing, whatever it is, how can you heal from the loss of your grandmother if you keep visualizing her the way that she was in the end?
Yeah.
This is why it was so important for him to come through and say, oh, look how beautiful I am, in saying, this is how I need you to remember me. She shows me that you either just put out or you came across a picture of her when she was younger, or with you when you were younger. Is that correct?
Yesterday I looked at a picture of her and I just thought how good she looked.
That's how she wants you to remember her and to know that her soul was with you at that exact moment. And it is not a coincidence that you just looked at that picture yesterday. Know that that was her soul. It almost like guiding you to that and getting you to say, oh, look how beautiful she looked. Because your grandmother just told me that when she had me say to you, oh, you thought I was her mom, you thought of that picture.
Yeah.
How would I know what you were thinking?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Because she knows. I don't know. She knows. Her soul is with you. Her soul is trying to give you the gift of peace and to know that I need you to stop beating yourself up with these should've, could've, would've's and these only ifs. She says, and more importantly, every time you visualize me sick in bed, the way that it was walking into that hospital room, she says, I want you to stop and replace it with that picture.
Okay.
And then maybe even going from one step further in remembering things from this reading so you can start to heal. She says, it's so unfair that you beat yourself up in this way. I don't know what this is because I've never seen this before in a reading. Was there something around the time of the holidays that your grandmother would give you? So like my grandmother always gave out the Advent calendars. So your grandmother showed me the Advent calendar. So if it is not specifically an Advent calendar, then it has to be something that your grandmother always did something in tradition around the time of the holidays.
Yes. So we're Dutch and we eat a lot of dark chocolate. So she always gave us letters, dark chocolate letters, like of her first name. Like when we did Christmas together, it was always a J.
Do you know what an Advent calendar is?
That's the ones where it's like by numbers, right? Like every day of the year with chocolates in it.
With a piece of chocolate in it. These are the moments where I'm like, holy bleep. This is how she got me to say this to you because I'm not going to get that.
Right.
Validating for you that there was still something. So I don't know if you bought yourself a dark chocolate J this year or if your mother did or you thought about it.
I did think about it once, when I walked by at a store. Actually, on my birthday, I was at a store with a friend and I saw them and I just said, hey, I used to get those all the time from my grandma. That was the last time I actually thought about that.
Validating that her soul was with you at that exact moment. I don't think I've ever seen, and I love chocolate, and I love those Godiva shops. I have never seen letters in dark chocolate. I've never seen it. I'm going to have to look for it because I have never, ever seen that. And these are the moments that freak me out.
Yeah.
These are the things where it's always like, are you kidding me? And I know you might sit back and go, yeah, why would she bring that up? Because to you, that's something that's common, right? That's something that you shared with your grandmother.
Yes.
But how in the world what I know and validating that her soul was with you and it was not a coincidence. And I also want you to remember, Jennifer, doing things in memory of our loved ones, even though your mom didn't give out the dark chocolate letters or you didn't, or and you didn't buy one, just the thought of it, acknowledging it, remembering it to your grandmother meant as if you actually did it.
Right. That's crazy.
And now maybe this is something that you will do next year. Maybe it's something you'll either buy it for yourself, maybe give to your mom, give out to other family members, whatever it may be. She says, I want you to know and to realize that our bond will never be broken.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit. Did you think that you heard someone call your name or you thought you heard someone?
Yeah, because she has a very distinct accent, and I did think once before, yeah. It only happened one time, but yes, I did.
Know that that was her. I asked her to validate that I interpreted correctly, and to know that that was her soul letting you know that she was with you at that exact moment. Now, whose birthday is now or coming up?
My grandpa's, I think, actually at the end of February.
My now, let me explain to you what my now is. My now, if it's not today or the week that we're in, as far as a birthday or an anniversary, it my now becomes of 3 months. So if they want to talk about my now in 3 months, it means that they want to acknowledge more than one thing. Because of course you're going to have one thing in a 3 month period. So it would be the month that we're in, the month that just passed, or the month coming up. So, or it has to be within 3 months. So birthday, anniversary, it could also be the anniversary of someone's departure.
Well, my birthday just passed. So I think that would be the only thing, yeah.
So your birthday just passed and your grandfather's birthday is coming up.
I think, yes. Okay. Yeah.
So know that she's acknowledging because she handed you primary color balloons. Now, you're very close with your mom?
Yeah.
Because she wanted to acknowledge your mom. She just handed you and your mom red roses. So this is your mom's mom?
Yes.
Yeah. So when a soul hands someone red roses, my symbol for anniversary and or simply of love and devotion. So whether it be your mom's anniversary or just your grandmother's way of sending love to your mom as well.
Okay.
Do you also see the shadows where you live?
Do you sometimes see shadows
in your house? Or you think you see something go by and there's nobody there or nothing there?
I actually thought that recently in the last 2 weeks, once or twice.
Okay. Know that that was your grandmother. Because she says, my daughter isn't seeing all of the signs that I'm leaving for her. And she doesn't think that I'm with her. She says, so sometimes signs, Jennifer, and symbols, they don't have to be like we think, oh, it might be a butterfly or a red cardinal or those things are great or a ladybug. But sometimes it's anything that goes on around you that you think that is odd or weird, a coincidence. Know that it is not. Know that it is your grandmother. Know that it is her soul letting you know that she is with you at that exact moment.
Yeah, I sometimes ask for those signs, but I don't think I see them as well as I should. You know, they're probably there, but.
So signs and symbols come in many different ways, not just in a living thing. Fair enough. Your grandmother just told me that you smell her.
That's so crazy. actually, I have this beside me because I call it grandma and I sniff it like this all the time.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't smell like her anymore, but she used to give this to me when I was a child. I was very sick when I was younger, and she would always pick me up from school, and this is the first thing that I took from the house after she passed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and I always tell my dog to kiss it, like to give him kisses, you know?
To validate that your grandmother's soul is right beside you, still loving, guiding, protecting you, and encouraging you to be the best at whatever it is that you want in life. She says, and I never want you to doubt my love for you. Or more importantly, that you have always been and will always continue to be my pride and joy. And she says, what meant the world to me was you. She says, so as long as you always hold yourself in the high regard that you should be held in, she says, you have my most precious gift.
Okay.
Your grandmother's funny. She goes, I taught her everything. I go, you did? She goes, yes. So I don't know, like if you used to bake and cook or she used to help you with your homework, whatever it is, like she made me feel like you were like Graham's little sidekick.
Yeah, I was always with her. My mom worked. My mom's a single mom and she worked all the time. And like I said, I was always coming home sick. So she would always pick me up. So I was there like 5 times a week probably.
Did you write something about your grandmother? Because she showed me, this is typically what my symbol is. If someone shows me a piece of paper and then writes my hero on the top of it, it's my symbol for that someone wrote something in regard to their departed loved one.
Well, when she passed, I did put it on my Instagram and I did write like something nice for her. Yeah. Oh,
perfect. Yeah. So know that she wants to thank you for the beautiful tribute that you gave her.
Oh.
And I'm not following you on Instagram, right?
No, not, but no.
Oh, God. But I feel like that was your grandmother. Like she goes, yeah, because how would you know that? You're not, you don't even know who she is. You don't even know her last name. I go, you're right, Graham. Like, you know, like I feel like she's like, yeah, you know. So really validating that she knows everything that you have done in honor and in memory of her and wants to thank you for that. Oh, she just said, she goes, I want you also to stop putting so much pressure on yourself.
Mm.
She says, I want you to start kind of just really living in the moment.
Okay.
She says, stop worrying about what happened and what's going to happen. And I got to get to the next thing. There's this literal moment, Jennifer, that I just felt like for the first time in a long time, like, I feel like you feel like you can breathe. Like, I feel like you feel relaxed for this moment.
Yeah.
Like there's this calmness over you.
Yeah. Well, I went through a bad breakup recently and I was with that person for 6 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here she says to you, there are only positive, amazing things ahead for you. I almost feel like you feel like you're a fish out of water, like you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes. With yourself. She says, just be still with yourself for a while and listen to your heart and to your soul.
I ask her for help all the time.
Well, that's where you'll find her. I always say that our loved ones are a little Jiminy Cricket, right? You know, that little intuition, that gut instinct, never, ever, ever veer from that.
Right.
Because that's your loved ones. That is your intuition, your gut, your instinct. That's them also saying, okay, you need to pay attention.
Right.
And this is your grandmother. She goes, oh, she knows when it's me. She knows when it's me.
I think there's two times that I can remember and I was like, that was her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So remember those moments, embrace those and trust and believe in yourself and know and remind yourself how much she loved you and how proud and more importantly that she could never be disappointed in you.
Can I ask a question about my grandpa? Like if she has anything for him or...
Does he still live far away from you?
Yes.
Because she goes, he walks to the beat of his own drum, Teresa. She says he likes to do things his way. She says he never thought he was going to miss me this much.
Yeah.
And he also has regrets. And she says, that is the one thing that is unfair about death. She says, the one thing that I learned in dying was that I didn't realize how much my loved ones were going to miss me. She says, you know they're going to miss you. She says, but that's the only thing that is for certain when you die, is that your loved ones are going to miss you more than anything. She says, us that have passed on, not so much because we're still with you. And your grandmother has proven that. She has not missed out. And that's hard and it stinks. And a lot of times it just isn't fair. But I love how she is reminding you to cherish the moments that we had. Not what we could have or should have had.
Yeah, before she died, she always kept on saying, like, nobody cares about me. Nobody cares about me. All my family lives in different parts of the world. And it's like, I think she felt like she didn't have anybody. So it's good to hear that.
That is probably the most profound thing that I've heard in a long time. For your grandmother to say, the one thing for certain is that when we die, the ones left behind, they will miss you. Unbelievable. What an incredible way your grandmother has just validated that she could never be disappointed in you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I appreciate that all.
And I literally was going to say to you, what a beautiful way to end the reading, like on what she had me say. And then all of a sudden the dogs went crazy. It's almost like grandma's out.
Did she know that I was there like right before she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because listen, we talked about the breath. Look, is this why it was so important for her to say, I need her to stop remembering me in that way. It was all about the breath, the way I was breathing.
Yeah.
with an unbelievable statement that she says she didn't think that anyone would miss her as much.
Yeah, I'm glad she knows.
Absolutely. And know that with every breath that you take, every milestone you achieve, know that her soul is with you, okay, experiencing it. And know that you can achieve anything.
I appreciate that. Thank
you. But you have to put out those positive intentions. But don't put so much pressure. One intention at a time.
Okay. I will do that.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Jennifer, for allowing me to share my gift with you, but most importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. You had such a beautiful reconnection with your grandmother today, and it was an honor for me to do that for you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I wish you all the best. God bless.
You too. Thank you. My name is Jennifer. I'm originally from Canada, but I live in New York. I was definitely looking forward to hearing from my grandma. That was like the main reason why I wanted to do this podcast. And yes, she definitely validated that it was her in a lot of different ways. The validations that she gave me was one of the first opening lines that she had to say. And my grandma came through to tell me that she was not disappointed in me. And that's something that me and my grandpa spoke about recently. And it was a big conversation that kind of like made me feel a certain way for so long. And she just validated that she's not. So that was like one of the best things that I could have gotten from the reading for sure. My overall experience with Teresa was amazing. Overall experience, I think, would be 100%. The feeling that I got after would be a little bit of closure, definitely. She's still around. She still sees me, and she's going to help me forever. Also, before she passed, she had a little bit of dementia and everything. So she would always say to the people that worked at the hospital that nobody loves her and nobody's visiting her and nobody cares about her. And Teresa said to me that my grandma realizes after she passed how much people care about her. So that's something that really stuck out and will always stick out because I'm glad she knows it. I just want to say thank you to Teresa. I had a great experience.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com. for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.